Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, says it recently targeted fugitives who had refused to leave the U.S. after a judge ordered the people deported. More than 100 fugitives were taken into custody around the Midwest, including 5 in Wisconsin, either in Sheboygan or Milwaukee. But during the roundup, ICE agents also took in 19 people for immigration violations, including one from Wisconsin. ICE spokesperson Tim Counts says that's common law enforcement procedure.
Any law enforcement officer is going to encounter people that they may not have been looking for specifically, but that are also law violators, and they have the right, if not the obligation, to arrest that person as well.
Counts says the roundup was a regular part of the national effort called the Secure Border Initiative and had nothing to do with the immigration reform debate taking place in Washington. But immigration advocates in Milwaukee say other people who aren't in law enforcement may be trying to illegally influence that debate and scare people away from taking part in pro-immigration rallies. The groups Voces de la Frontera and the National Latino Police Officers Association say they've received a half dozen reports of people posing as immigration agents in Milwaukee. Luis Lopez of the Latino Officers Group says imposters create problems for real police, too.
We don't need people out there impersonating officers. It's a serious threat to anybody on the street because you're gonna create confrontations that really don't have a positive end. It's going to be really negative.
Both the Milwaukee Police Department and Immigration and Customs Enforcement say they want citizens to contact them with information about ICE imposters. Meanwhile, the immigrants' rights groups say they still want people to attend large marches scheduled across the U.S. on Monday, including in Milwaukee and Madison. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.